And now it's time to say farewell to our longest-serving producer on Country Life, Carol Stiles.
Carol's joining us from Hamilton. Now, Carol, you've been on the show for 23 years, just shy of Country Life's 25 years on the air. You must have been to all corners of New Zealand during your 23 years. Give us an idea of the people you've met and the variety of stories you've covered.
Well, the North Island's really been my patch, and I have had the pleasure of travelling down some very, very quiet country roads into some very remote spots and meeting incredible people. There's been farmers, growers, old-timers, characters, people who are pioneers, innovators, scientists. You know, the list goes on and on.
And what are some of the changes you've seen in agriculture?
When I first started, ostriches were still being farmed. Fonterra hadn't been formed yet, and you couldn't buy a jazz apple. Gold kiwi fruit were quite new on the scene. They hadn't been exported to Europe yet. And I headed off to Europe when they were being launched, and that industry has grown to be worth $1.9 billion to the New Zealand economy. And it costs $500,000 now to buy the licence just to be able to grow gold kiwi fruit. We didn't have varroa in New Zealand. We didn't have Mycoplasma bovis. We didn't have PSA in kiwi fruit. There were not many conversations at that time around climate change, but people were worried about the water quality in Lake Taupo, I remember. Organic farming was considered to be a little bit fringe, and no one had given regenerative farming a name yet.
And Carol, what are some of the best things about the job?
It'd have to be the people I've met. I'm always astounded at the generosity of the people being welcomed into people's homes, onto their farms, and for people trusting me with their stories. The other thing that's really great is the regional rap. I have been ringing some of the same people for 23 years. Sadly, some of our contributors have died, but their adult children are now picking up the phone, and they see it as their contribution to making sure that people understand about the rhythm of rural life. And so I think they've been a really, really important part of the program. Also given great story ideas over the past. I've also loved working in radio and using sound so that people can feel like they're right there with us. You know what it's like, Sally. You know, you go out and you capture the sound of the birds and the trees and the water rushing by. Maybe you're making a cup of tea and you capture that sound. And that's one of the beauties of working in radio. And it also is fantastic because you can capture the sound of people's voices, and often they tell so much more than the words themselves.
You get a lot of dogs named after All Blacks these days. Yeah, I got a young puppy over there called Jerry.
Yeah. Is he tough?
Oh, he's got a big buff head and bull shoulders. Looks like Jerry Collins, eh? So we call him Jerry. Guy's got a dog called Jonah. Old Jonah Loma, man, yeah. Doesn't pay to fall in love with him.
Moving on. The five-year-old. Good distance.
How does she look? A little bit slow off the mark?
I would have thought so, yes.
Had no cast at it.
No,
just ran straight at them.
Yeah. They're supposed to go out around them.
Yeah. Pear shape. They meant to run like a pear. That one ran more like a carrot.
What are some of the stories that have really moved you, Carol?
There have been so many. I've covered stories about floods and fires, and I think going to Australia after the Victorian fires, I just happened to be there on holiday and managed to get out into the countryside and meet some of the people who'd lost their farms. Those are the stories that really stick with you.
In the meantime, messages are coming through onto my phone, and I'm looking at those and they're saying, Dad and Grandma are okay. And I'm thinking, why do they need to be okay? So ringing Terry, and finally got through to him, and he said, sorry, darling, couldn't save the house. So that's what he said to me. And so I said, all right, darling, just be careful, but just ring me when you can.
So thousands of stories you've covered over the years, Carol. How do you actually get them?
Well, sometimes you hear that something's going on in a community. You might be speaking to a key person and you might say, oh, you know, what else is going on? Or do you know a character in the neighbourhood? Or who else should I talk to while I'm there? But sometimes they happen by accident. once I was on my way to a story, and it was I got a text to say that no, that wasn't going to happen anymore. So I had a cup of coffee and thought, oh, what am I going to do? And looked across the road, and there was a shop in a small rural town. So I popped in.
Moment in the shop. I always say you can never hold an Anzac Day service in here because you can never have a minute silence. We've got about 600 clocks that make a sound of some sort, and most of them are every quarter of an hour. So it works out about every 10 seconds something's going to happen in here.
Someone's going to have to fit into your very big shoes, Carol. I don't mean that in a rude way. What are some of the tips you can offer that person?
Firstly, always collect more sound than you think you're going to need. Even now, after all these years, I get back to the office and I haven't collected enough background sound. And every silence sounds different, so make sure you get plenty of that. Always pack your raincoat and your gumboots and go back. If you feel that there was a question that you should have asked and you didn't, or maybe you should have spoken to that person who was standing in the corner of the room, go back. It's always worth it.
Yep, going that extra mile with the questions. And you have been a master at that, I must say. Best of luck, Carol. We're really going to miss you.
I'd just like to add that I have worked with some fabulous colleagues over the years. And I'd like to thank all the people that I've worked with over the years. Everyone has been so supportive. I'd like to thank the people who have agreed to be interviewed. And also, I'd like to thank our listeners. You're the reason that I've come to work every day.
Fantastic. Thank you, Carol. We're really going to miss you. Well, we'll leave it to you to sign off this time, Carol.
Well, for 23 years, I get to the end of the program and I think, what am I going to say this week? I always say, oh, well, how can we sign off this week? And I always end up doing it the same way. So here we go. Bye now.